Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I apologize for the last 2 days. A friend called me and said they missed Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. I'm not sure what happened. I had recorded the inspirations each of those mornings, but for some reason, I'm not sure why, it didn't stay in the system. So anyway, I will continue on where I left off. What I've been sharing this week so far has been on how husbands can meet your wife's emotional needs. And I shared earlier that over the years in meeting many people, I've learned that there are husbands and wives that live together, and yet they're not relating well at all with each other. We talked about communication, how important communication is in a marriage. Communication happens with words or the absence of words. I talked about how someone who stumps out of a room and slams the door behind them doesn't have to say a thing, and yet the message they're giving you is that I'm angry about something. And so we can communicate without saying anything. We can communicate by saying things. Well, how do we meet our wife's emotional needs, and what are those needs? How do we do that? There are different areas that I was addressing this week. Those emotional needs of a wife. One of them is affection. We talked about that on Monday, I believe it was. And then intimate conversation. And then I spoke about honesty and openness. And unfortunately, that one didn't get recorded. I'm not sure why. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about the enemies of intimate conversation. Intimate conversation, I'll just briefly go over that again. Basically, what we're talking about there with intimate conversation is that you learn to know what your wife's feelings are about various subjects and things that how she feels about something that she experienced, discussing with her past experiences, present activities, and plans for the future. Women enjoy talking. And that's a fact that's not well understood by most men. And so that's it's a basic emotional need for most women to talk. And what greater blessing than to sit down with her husband, her lover, and friend and share those close, share her heart, those things that are important to her, how she feels about things and her expectations and so on. And it's a wise husband who will show a genuine interest and care for his wife and hearing her heart and all those things that are important to her. Well, today I'm going to talk about the adversaries or enemies of intimate conversation. And what are some of the things that are enemies or adversaries of intimate conversation? And the first one I have is like, demanding things of your spouse. Whenever you make demands of your spouse, you're essentially telling her that you really don't care about how she feels when she fulfills what you ask her to do. When you demand that something has to get done or has to happen or not happen or whatever the demand is, understand this, that demands give your spouse no right to refuse. And you may have 30 reasons why it's just and proper for your spouse to give you what you want. But, listen, demands destroy intimate conversation every time. If you're making demands of your spouse, don't expect that your marriage is going to blossom and prosper. Demands kill intimate conversation. The second adversary of intimate conversation is showing disrespect. Conflict is to be expected, even in the most successful marriages. But the way that you disagree should not be offensive. Another sure way to end intimate conversation in your marriage is to say or do something that communicates disrespect for your wife. Something as simple as rolling your eyes in response to something your wife says can end what could have been a very enjoyable evening together. Regardless of how you feel about something, don't say or do anything that is disrespectful. Your wife will not feel secure in your presence when you disrespect her. The third one I have here that is an enemy or an adversary of intimate conversation is displaying anger. Now, demands and disrespect can sometimes happen unintentionally, but anger is always intended to be hurtful. Outbursts of anger should have no place in any area of your life, and especially so in your marriage. Angry outbursts are very destructive and will kill love very quickly in your marriage. Don't think for a minute that you're going to be able to hear the intimate feelings of your wife sharing her heart with you when you time and again lash out in anger against her. Anger kills intimate conversation. The fourth one I'd want to share with you is dwelling on mistakes. Let's face it, everyone makes mistakes. We all make mistakes. Mistakes are common in life, even in marriage. However, when we dwell on each other's mistakes, we drive each other away emotionally and physically. Now, it's okay to discuss in a loving manner a mistake that was made, to try to find resolution and bring end to and closure to what took place. But to go back and bring that mistake up again and again and again and throw it in your wife's face will kill intimate conversation very quickly. Forgive her and go on. Well, I'm going to end this discussion today by ending on a positive note. One of the most valuable uses of marital conversation is to create emotional closeness. That's one of the greatest objectives of communication and conversation in your marriage, is to create emotional closeness. Nothing does that better than talking to each other in a positive and encouraging way. Inform each other of your personal feelings, your interests, and activities. Answer each question honestly and respectfully. Be completely transparent with each other. Don't keep any secrets. Investigate each other's personal feelings, your interests, and activities without being demanding, disrespectful, or angry when you hear something that should be changed. Understand each other's personal feelings, interests, and activities. What makes your spouse happy or sad, and why does it make them happy or sad? Learn about what makes your spouse happy or sad so that you can bring the best out in each other and avoid the worst. Develop an interest in each other's favorite topics of conversation. Some men, it seems, can hardly find anything to talk to their wife about. And yet, depending what subject is being discussed with other men in the room, those same men suddenly have much to say. And husbands, if that describes you, you need to learn to develop an interest in what your wife enjoys talking about. Seriously, you have no idea how much more satisfying and fulfilling your marriage could be. Well, I'm going to leave off there today. And tomorrow, hopefully, this will get recorded as well. Tomorrow, we'll talk about another emotional need of your wife. Honesty and openness. The Lord bless you today, and may your day be prosperous.